why not go on your phone and enter the room on your phone?
Oh, I can do that. Okay, let me do it on my iPad.
All
My
right, so we got all
notes.
this figured out. Well, I guess we can get started. So five,
Four,
three,
two,
and one.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, bienvenue, welcome to the happy hour.
That's right, listeners. Welcome to the happy hour, the your one-stop shop
TV show.
For all things Habs related. My name is David
What's
O'Jay,
going on?
And we're trying out video for the first time. So just
officially,
you're gonna have to stick around with us for this. Anyway, my name is David O'Jay. I am at MetalDave02 on Twitter.com. I'm joined as always by Beth.
Hello, I'm at HIVERHUIT on Twitter.
And Veronica.
Yeah, I'm at CHILE_Pepper on Twitter.
And we're the Happy Hour at Happy Hour on Twitter.com and Instagram at Happy Hour Pod. And that's it. That's the end
that girl
of
still won't give us the username
of that Addy. What?
Did she ever get back to you?
Who?
Yeah, did that girl that has
the Happy Hour owner?
Oh, no.
Did you
message her? I didn't contact her. No, unfortunately not. But yeah, so let's see. So it's just us tonight. No special guest. And it is the second to last day of training camp. How about that? Tomorrow's the last day of training camp. And then the day after tomorrow is the first Habs game of the season contra the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's going to be a complete and utter disaster for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, Joe Thornton's on their first line.
Oh my God. Is he?
He is.
Oh my God.
Have fun, Joe. You're going to have a whole lot of fun out running.
It's going to be him against
Philip Deneau, Nick Suzuki, and Jesperi Kotkaniemi. You're just going to have a grand old time.
And maybe even Jake Evans. And I just like, go on, Jake. Have fun.
Well, you know what the other thing is, too, is that we don't know how the deployment's going to be. Are we going to put Philip Deneau against John Tavares or, you know, Big Joe? I'm not sure.
Or we could roll. Claude could roll them.
No, it's we. It's we at this point. It is the collective will.
We could roll
of all of us.
You know what's so funny is that when you hear like Sean, in our friend Sean Campbell, who was making fun of me one time for saying we. Mm-hmm. You see, like Brendan Gallagher, when he's talking about his Bengals, he says we.
Yeah.
And Brendan Gallagher,
about
if
them
he
Bengals.
Were if he were an NFL player, he would definitely be a kicker. So
there.
There.
I think he'd be a running back. You kidding me?
He's this tall.
Yeah, exactly. Just run, man. You better run.
He's not Paul Byron.
Well, he could try.
Or Josh Anderson.
Or Josh Anderson. So one of the big surprises out of camp, thank you, Veronica,
he flies like the wind,
is that apparently Josh Anderson is giving Paul Byron a run for his money for fastest skater on the Habs. Excusez-moi? Really? Is that c'est possible? I don't know. That's crazy. You know how big he is? I was saying it on the call that we had when we were watching the scrimmage. And I'm like, if somebody that big moves that fast, you better have litigation ready for, like, I don't know, a disturbance, property damage, collateral damage. Jeez, that's a large fellow. And we got that one clip of, it was him and Romanov doing a drill. I think it was just a basic winger breaks into the zone drill, and Romanov had to keep him on the outside. The thing is, as soon as Anderson took off, and Romanov too, holy crap, that kid can skate, Jesus! And he was able to keep up, keep Anderson on the outside, and you know they had their all one on one and all that good stuff. But man,
yeah,
there's a lot to digest after this this week. Big kudos to Eric Engels, Arpan Basu, and John Liu for giving us what video we can see.
Because
training camp is a huge inclusive media, you know,
festival,
free for all festival. Exactly. You know, people can go to Brassard and watch the training camp themselves. Can't do that now. So we have to rely on all the checkmark media people in the Habs world to give us information. And we thank them very much.
Yes. Merci beaucoup.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Yay.
Hey, we should talk about the watch party. Briefly. That was so much fun.
That was so fun. We did not put that together before anybody's feelings get hurt.
Yes.
We didn't put that together. We were just invited.
That was not sponsored by the Happy Hour. That was not us.
The backwards Happy Hour.
Yeah. Is it backwards?
It's backwards.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why the hell don't you tell me it's backwards, for God's sake? Like, Jesus, if we're recording the thing, tell me if something looks blatantly wrong.
I thought you knew.
No.
Can't you see it?
No, it looks correct
looks
right
to me. It
looks
right to him.
Jesus.
Oh, it's backwards, David.
Just make it, don't mirror
one
a video.
1 second, I am going to double check this. Well, you see, the thing is, I'm doing something fancy in order to keep this all HD
fancy
looking,
day.
So it doesn't look like we're looking at a mushroom cloud. 1 second. I'm going to double check something really quick. And well, why don't you just look at that? One moment.
This is Emma, s'il vous plaît.
Emma.
Oh.
Yay!
Yes.
Bam.
It's fixed.
I hate how stupid this stuff
there's
is.
There's going to be growing pains.
Well,
this
it's
is our
like...
first, like, oh, look at my, where's my hand?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're using Zoom's thing, so, which is why a green screen helps out a lot with that stuff.
My hand's staying because my computer is...
Anyway, so that's all the tech stuff with that, but now I'm going to be looking at a setting in Zoom about, hey, do you want to automatically flip your blah, 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 blah? I'm like, no, I don't want to, blah, 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 blah. But that's just
have it normal. Yeah, the watch party was so fun.
Was so fun. Everybody who was there, thank you for having us.
Yeah,
that was totally a lot of fun, and I'm messing
with
this.
And it was that was Dee's idea. And if you
at Good Stick Lucky,
and if you want to keep up with the Rocket, she also writes for Sinbin, and she's at Sinbin Rocket. And they are the kind of hub, or they're a big hub for a lot of minor league teams. But she was the one who initiated the idea for the watch party, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of people there. People kind of in and out. We saw lots of pets. This is always a good time. It was a lot of fun getting to watch a game with other people.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's backwards again.
Watch a game.
It's backwards again. It was,
all right, I thought so.
It's backwards again. Why did you do that?
Now it's forwards again.
Nope.
Our viewers are gonna be like,
Well, it's like...
Took you 7 minutes to talk about hockey.
Well, it's like, yeah, well, screw that guy. That guy's an idiot.
They don't know. It took us a whole episode of Bob's Burgers to get to this point.
Yeah, really. So, well, the thing about Zoom is that it has a setting. Hey, do you want to flip your video? Sure, I do. I just flipped it and it didn't do anything. So it means that OBS is actually overriding what Zoom's doing. So I have to tell OBS.
But you had it right. You had it right and you made it wrong.
But the thing is, I want it to be right in the way that I want it to be right. Because, okay, let's see here. So right now it's wrong, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go to video settings and it says mirror my video. So I click that off and it looks incorrect to me, which means now I have to do it on here. Horizontal flip. All right.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes. Leave it.
Start. Back. We
leave
good,
it.
Right?
Leave it.
Yes.
Yes.
Fine. All right.
Yes.
Now it looks right to me in every purview that I'm doing.
Purview?
It's correct.
Purview.
And now I don't have to do anything. Isn't that the right word?
It's preview.
Purview is like what you're in charge of. It's
yes,
in my purview.
Because I'm in charge of OBS and now it is correct on that software. So there we go. So yeah, this is going to be a lot more different because we're going to have the podcast available on Anchor, of course. And the goal for this is to have this available on YouTube, the video. So yeah.
Damn it.
That's okay. That's okay. That's A-okay. Oh, that's nice. It doesn't give me a timestamp unless I tell it to give me a time. God.
We're at 9:14.
Where do you see that?
In my timestamp. It's up at the top right next to view. But I had to choose in my settings to show a timer.
Yeah, man. There's all 9:14. Veronica now- said a bad word.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's how it works. So anyway, thank you for the watch party. A lot of fun, D. Apparently we're going to try. Apparently we're going to try to get a bigger one together for Wednesday. We not being the happy hour, but as in the collective of the Habs fans.
I don't know who's putting it together. I'm just waiting to be sent a link.
I will not put it together. Because there's a lot of people involved this time around.
Yeah, there was a lot of interest. That would be so fun.
Yeah, thanks, Miso, for sharing it with everybody. Now we have to be friends with everybody. God.
I'm happy, too.
Dave only lets himself have enough friends to count on his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave's not recruiting any more friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, well, now I do again, because thanks to Grant giving a shout out, now I have like followers popping up all the time. I'm like, Jesus, now I have to moderate my tone.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yourself. That's not going to happen.
Be yourself.
So, yeah, watch party was great. The scrimmage was great. High pace. The kids looked like they were ready to play. And then came yesterday, because what news came out yesterday? That's something I was looking up until somebody told me that my screen was backwards, and then I got it backwards again. Then I got it backwards again.
And just leave it now.
And wouldn't you believe it? I got it backwards again.
Oh my God.
So who would have thought? All right. We had some waiver stuff happen, but yesterday what happened was that a number of Canadiens were put on the waiver list, and that was resolved today, but I want to just double check everything, make sure we have all the names correct.
Oh my God, so many names.
So many names. Well, they have to. All right, so yesterday what happened is that 9 players were put on waivers. That was Batic, Belzile, Blandizi, Laurent Dauphin, Jordan Wheel, notably. Also notably, Noah Juulsen. They also put Gustav Olofsson, Xavier Ouellette, and Charles Lindgren on waivers yesterday. All of them cleared waivers except for Noah Juulsen, who was claimed by the Florida freaking Panthers.
Like, I honestly, I would have rather had him go to Boston.
In Sunrise, Florida.
Nobody lives in Sunrise, Florida. Oh. I mean, I don't know. I've never been. But
nobody. I mean, nobody lives there.
Nobody lives there. Not really.
Rock and wish him all the best. There. I want him to alligators? Do well. I just hate. It's Florida. There's alligators in all parts of Florida. Basically, once you get into the southern part of North Carolina, it's Alligator City. The whole way down. It's alligators all the way down.
Are there alligators in Virginia?
I don't believe so. I mean, there's probably a couple that aren't at the zoo. But it's not, they're not as prevalent in Virginia as they are in like South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, all of those states down there. It's
swamps.
Tropical. It's swamps. It's tropical. They like it. They're like, hell yeah. Long grass, big mud, fish and turtles. Let's eat them.
Would you consider the South to be their purview?
No.
They're not in charge.
Yeah, alligators are. Are you kidding me? You just said they were. They do everything they want.
They do it because we're not going to. Look, alligators can get very large. They can be larger than a Volkswagen Beetle.
That's awesome. That's dinosaur.
I lived in an apartment complex where like alligators lived behind us, and so we just didn't go back there. Like they're like that's their water. They can live there. It's fine. Don't let your dog out by itself. Always have it on a leash.
Would you consider that backyard of theirs to be under their
Purview.
Purview.
Oh, I'm going to go join Steve Dangle's podcast.
Go ahead. I'm sure they would love to have a Habs fan.
Yeah, they got Steve Dangle already. Podcast. They've already got Steve Dangle.
Yeah.
So the thing about Noah Juulsen.
The thing about Noah Juulsen, there's a lot to unpack there.
Is that new guy, or not that new guy, but their new guy Shane down there in Florida, Churla, he's the one that helped
get him. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's the one that helped draft him.
Point number one to that. Yes. That's point number one. Point number two. As was evidenced by Etienne Ferland on Twitter. I believe that's where it came from. But apparently, Noah Juulsen was seriously considering retiring last season, too.
Oh.
So that's I'm glad that's that he thing. Didn't.
Like I said, I really want him to do well. I just hate that it's going to be with the Panthers.
I believe that came out of Etienne. I want to make sure I got that right there. Because it's not a checkmark that said that. No. Well, no. Bears fan said on his presser today. That's what it was. So,
yeah. Well, he's played one game in 2 years. Yeah. He's had a rough time,
and it's not been his fault either.
No, nope.
And he worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, another point to this, which is kind of lame, is that all of the first round picks of the Habs up until 2017, I think, with Poehling. Kotkaniemi, mm-hmm. and Cole Caulfield. All of them have been traded away.
Yeah, somebody sent me a graphic.
Yeah, well, good. We don't need them except for Noah. We needed Noah, but we don't need any of the other ones.
One of them. Okay, does anybody know who Scott Walford is?
He was the guy at the Holiday Inn, and he was in charge of the content of the breakfast.
Do you
the
know?
One in Plattsburgh.
Sunrise.
So Scott no, Walford was no. Listen, I'm going to make you guess. Scott Walford was picked with a third round pick that we traded that we got in return for someone. Who did we trade away for this third round pick that turned into Scott Walford? It's somebody that you guys know.
I don't know who Scott Walford is, though.
No guess? No, but you don't have any guess who got traded away for that pick?
So we traded somebody for a third round pick.
And it turned into Scott Walford, yes.
Ilya Kovalchuk?
What? No. No. What about you, Veronica?
Beaulieu.
It was Beaulieu.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was traded away.
I remember people were so shocked.
So
no, they weren't
Scott
so shocked.
Now?
They were pissed that he didn't get more for Beaulieu.
Yeah, but where's Beaulieu now?
Well, I don't know.
Exactly.
Let me look up Scott Walford.
Yeah, but where's Scott Walford? I mean.
Yeah, who's Scott Walford?
I don't know.
Never heard that name.
Oh, he's from Coquitlam.
Oh, so that's really close to me.
That's 2710, Dave.
Thank you. I got it.
You're welcome. He's in the WHL. He was playing with Victoria Royals until the 18-19 season, and then he's at the Saskatoon Blades from 19 to 20. And I don't know anything else after that. They just have his draft picture on here. That's what he looks like. Well, that's what he looked like.
How old is he?
He
looks like he came from Pleasantville. He's in charge of the continental breakfast at the
oh, he'll be 22 tomorrow.
Perfect age for the continental breakfast. Prime age, actually. At like
what is
a,
he a D-man
at a Benihana or something?
He's a defenseman. Shoots left.
Do the Habs even own him still?
No, I don't believe. I think he was just drafted. I don't think anything else happened.
At 22?
It says he's playing with McGill this season. Oh, no, actually 2021 he's playing with McGill. So I don't know where he's at now.
So we're in 2021. Oh, you meant 2021?
From 20 to 2021 he was playing at
McGill. Okay.
Yeah.
He was drafted in 2017 in the third round by the Habs, and I've never heard of him.
Nope. Yeah, never heard of him. Like what round? Never. Seventh round, something like that? No, third round. Duh. Okay, sorry. Forget it.
Yeah.
Ignore
good.
Me. It's been a long
All
day.
Good. Well, because now that I'm completely curious about this person I've never heard of before.
Oh, no. So the Habs chose not to sign him, leaving him a free agent. He attended the Winnipeg Jets rookie camp in summer of 2020. But that's it.
I do not care about Scott Walford. Let's talk about Alexander
I don't think
Romanov.
Our listeners do either.
Alexander Romanov on that power play looked awesome. The power play for Team Red looked like a power play. Even though they didn't score, I don't think they did, on that particular power play, they were moving that puck. Alexander Romanov looked like he'd been playing power play in the NHL, you know, like it's nothing. I mean, yeah, of course, Dave, it's a scrimmage. It's an NHL scrimmage, and they're fighting for a roster spot. They're going to play their balls off, essentially, and they did. That's what I have to say about that.
I think that Jonathan Drouin scored a power play goal.
Mm. Different power play I was thinking
of. But I missed
of,
it
yes,
because I wasn't logging in. I hadn't logged in yet.
Yeah, it's all good. We had some fun technical things.
That was a trip. But we got there. We got there. Yes, we figured
did.
It out.
Yes, we did. I might have to tie up this beard.
No,
are you gonna get those little dangly things?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
just cut it off right above your finger, right there.
I'm gonna put fairy lights in my beard.
They make those.
I know they do.
What about glitter? Are you gonna like a mermaid beard?
Right there, and then
snip it. I've got multiple scissors right here. Right,
yeah, you should do manicured like Frenchman what? Kind of,
or like. Shea Weber, his beard always looks pretty decent.
Well, the thing is, I haven't touched
it's not
beard.
As thick as David's.
It's I know it's like Dave's I can put my fist dense. In this thing and my fist disappears. So
it's like Jordy Ben.
So what was I going to say? So I haven't touched it's very straggly right now, right? Because I'm waiting until the middle of March to do anything because then it would be 1 year without a razor.
Oh,
so I'm figuring this is 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah. It was touched
no trimming,
up,
no nothing.
It was touched up once.
Yes, the one time.
The one time, yeah. And it kind of messed it up. I didn't like it, so I stopped
that. I thought it looked good with your little curly mustache.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'll figure it out. But the other thing too is I haven't bought razors in like a while, and that's nice because they're like $60 a pop. The package that I get, so I'm like, I don't feel like doing that right now.
That's
I would
lots of
rather
money.
Blow $60 on the Club 1909 subscriptions for your points, which I did today.
My mom is awesome. Very excited that the bingo cards are coming back.
Yeah, those are fun. So yeah, everything's coming back. So training camp concluded. Team Red, which was clearly the varsity team, just smoked. Yes. Team White. Well, it was like 4-2 maybe with an empty netter.
With an empty net.
And then they did the shootout. And
but it all looked
all yeah.
It looked very promising. And I can't wait until the Habs take on the Toronto Maple Leafs on Wednesday. Now, after training camp today, we got some extra news about the waiver wire and a gift from Zoom X. Okay. And we got some more waiver news where Corey Perry and Mike Frolik are on waivers.
Frolik.
And I saw a few people discussing, because a lot of people are upset about these things because those two eat up some of the cap. Dave, why are you making that face?
I know, I'm making the face at them.
Oh, I thought you were making it at me. they eat up some of the cap. And I saw a few people pointing out that maybe signing them to a PTO instead of going ahead and signing them to a contract might have been a smarter decision. That way, if the Habs decided not to use them, or I don't know if that it would have worked out, but like if you can sign them from PTO and assign them to the taxi squad, that might have been a smarter move and saved a little bit of Skrilla.
I don't think anybody has a smarter idea than Mark Bergevin. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with everybody second guessing every single thing that he does.
Veronica, I believe.
Me personally.
is correct in this. However, it is interesting to talk about. But I do believe
it is interesting to talk about.
It is interesting to talk about, but we're also not correct. Cap Friendly, one of my favorite accounts on the planet, broke down the Texas squad. Job
and runs Cap Friendly. I don't understand. Like,
yeah, that's incredible. I would have a hard time maintaining the amount of data that they have to go through every.
He said he had to take a 2-hour lunch break today.
Yeah, yeah. So that guy can get up.
It's only going to get worse.
Yes. It's only going to get worse there,
dear
bud.
Cap Friendly, what is your Venmo? Let me send you $5.
I'm so surprised. See, actually, that's a funny thing because they never ask for money.
Never.
Ever.
And I don't Cap think Friendly they have like a donate by on their donate button on their site or anything.
And they don't have any, no ads on the actual website, I don't think. No. If I'm looking at it, I was looking at it before. Yeah, no ads. Okay, one ad. And I don't know if that's just because of their host. Two ads. Okay, there's the one. Okay, three ads, actually. Okay. So, regardless, the ads are so unobtrusive, I don't even see them.
Happen. Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. That's why you didn't remember.
So, massive kudos to Cap Friendly. Now, back to my point, though. Cap Friendly put together a whole list of taxi squad rules that I completely missed because this list was put together on December 20th of 2020. If you recall that year that happened.
That was before Christmas.
Before Christmas and before New Year's. Wow. Yeah. It was before today.
It was before today.
Taxi squad, minimum of 4 players to a maximum of 6. Not a lot of wiggle room between 4 and 6. There's 5. That's it.
Yeah.
Waivers are required for players who would require waivers to be loaned to the minors. Interesting rule. I think that plays a lot into all the waiver stuff that's going on. Because apparently the players have to pass through waivers in order to become part of the taxi squad. And then... if you want an idea of who's on the taxi squad for every team, Cap Friendly has you covered. They have their own separate. If you go into a specific team's page on Cap Friendly, it gives you a breakdown of forwards, defense, goalies, taxi squad. So then you can see how all that works and whatnot. Recalls for NHL games must occur before 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the master time. This excludes goalies if less than 2 goalies are available to play for the team. So they're trying to circumvent the Toronto Maple Leafs being embarrassed by a Zamboni driver.
anybody notable put on waivers today besides our guys?
Louis Erickson and the Canucks, he was put on waivers. I thought that was a bit of a but I don't follow the Canucks very closely. Aside from that, no.
Well, you're about to.
What?
You're about to. We're playing them 3 times in a row.
Sugar and biscuits.
Phoenix Copley. I mean, we're not playing the Capitals, but Phoenix Copley, who has been, or for a while was thought to be the heir apparent for the Capitals, was on waivers today. And so... I forget who their starter is now. And then Vitek Vancek is who I have seen as a little baby in the ECHL. He's going to be their backup. And I forget the name of their other goalie. I am very sorry, but he's starting. Wow. So that was it really for notable people on waivers today.
You know, I was surprised who wasn't on waivers was who was it there? It was for the Habs. Scott Walford is still on the team. Shocked me. I was like, wow, I guess we're going to keep him around. He's going to be a bit of a project.
Sorry, I keep pushing my AirPods in.
I have ears. And they're like, no, we don't want these in here anymore.
So I've got like my ear holes are so tiny that my AirPods keep popping out. Sorry.
I have
it's okay.
Sennheiser. Yeah. I have Sennheiser headphone thingies. Yeah, it feels like a vacuum whenever I put these things on.
Mm. Just put a Dyson on your face.
What's that?
I love you and you're pretty.
Thank you.
Did you guys listen to Mark Bergevin's interview with Marinara today?
With Manthony Sauce?
Yes.
Sure did.
That was a good time.
It was a good time. You can tell he's fond of Tony.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I have an interview with Tony on my schedule today. And he like just kicks back and he's like, it's going to be fun. It's like playing games for him.
Yeah, he's fond of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to think what info came out of it that we didn't know.
He's not going to rest Shea Weber.
Yeah, he's not going to. Well, he pretty much said that if you try to rest him, you better, you know, wear a helmet and a mouth guard if you try to tell him that.
And I think John Liu said that he thinks that suggesting the same thing to Carey Price would probably result in the same thing.
Yeah, Carey Price is going to play half the games this season, so he better get used to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jake Allen looked fine in the
scrimmage. Jake Allen.
Yeah.
Yep.
What up there, bud? The thing that made me raise my eyebrow is that, I mean, yes, it has to happen, as people noted on Twitter. Thanks, guys. I understand. But Bergevin mentioned, like, without pause that, we're going to be under the cap tomorrow. Done.
Yeah.
So it means that something is going to happen.
Something's going to happen.
Now, the only thing that did happen so far is that Juulsen, you know, got waived. But he doesn't really count against the cap. And I don't know actually how that figures out because AHL and all that nonsense. So I assumed that somebody else would be waived or something. Or they would have to put, like, somebody unexpected on the taxi squad in order to circumvent the cost. If I understand what's going on with that correctly. Because I think currently the Habs are, if we're talking money. They're about $1 million, about $1,100,000 over the cap. So it's not like,
no, it's not that much.
It's not dire. It's not like where the Toronto Maple Leafs putting half the team on long-term injured reserve bad.
Yes.
But like they could put, if I'm understanding this correctly, they could put somebody like Arturi Lehkonen on the taxi squad, and the money that's saved on putting him on the taxi squad would make up for the cap issue. I think, again,
because they only get, if their contract's like above 1.1 million, they only save $1 million. It's slightly below or slightly above $1 million. It's not quite the 1.1, I don't think.
Is it 1.05?
I think it's 1.025.
Damn, that's not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if Frolik is claimed or if Corey Perry is claimed, that's like half of the issue, at least more than half of the issue taken care of right there. But I'd rather keep Corey Perry because... Because what I saw in scrimmages and practices and videos and pictures is that Shea Weber and Carey Price love him.
They love him.
They love him. They wanna like do sleepovers together and read scary stories to one another. They love him.
That's all we need.
That's all we need. That's locker room, and also Corey Perry will murder you in your sleep.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Unless you're Shea Weber or Carey Price.
But yeah, exactly. I mean,
yeah, he wouldn't ever murder his best friends.
Never.
Speaking of people who are murdering in your sleep, we have talked about Josh Anderson already this evening, But we didn't mention what Thomas Tatar said about him today.
Oh, that's
Power
right.
Horse!
Power
oh
horse.
My God!
Thomas Tatar, beautiful man that he is, was doing an amazing job talking to the media today during his presser, and he called Josh Anderson a power horse, mixing together horsepower and workhorse and powerhouse and yeah. This whole new thing just for Josh Anderson. And I'm a fan, and everybody's using it. I think John Liu was using it. Arpin Basu was using it. Everybody was like, yes, power horse, power horse, power horse. So Josh Anderson is now the power horse.
Power horse 2021.
So if we do a nickname game, that should be his nickname across the back. They're just going to have to shrink it down like they do for that guy that had like 15 last names on the Bruins.
I'm going to tweet that on the official account for our thing.
Yeah, I think it was John Liu that had it first. He put the tweet out.
Amazing.
Friend of the podcast. Amazing. John Liu.
Friend of the podcast. Who
was it talking... John Liu who was asking the question? Was it John Liu whose question he was answering?
I don't remember.
I do not recall. Oh,
he was first out with it. It was either. Great. John Liu is so happy.
John Liu is so happy.
He's so happy. I loved his joke last night where he, so there's the curfew in Montreal right now. And he was saying how he and his colleagues were going to have to try and sneak home after the scrimmage was over last night.
Oh my God.
It's pretty funny.
Somebody sent me a tweet when I was complaining about all of the new COVID cases here in BC. Like just tons of new cases since Christmas. And I was thinking about or complaining about that.
Timestamp.
4551.
4551 Veronica said a bad word.
They sent me a tweet about a woman and a man who they got fined for being out after curfew.
Yeah.
I want to tell the story.
But
Yeah, go ahead. So
you want to tell the story?
No, it's a good one though.
So she was a husband and wife, and she had him on a leash because she said she was allowed to walk her dog.
Yeah, there's apparently
anyway.
Yeah, they both got fined anyway. They apparently are. They have like you're allowed out to walk your pet. And Dave, go ahead.
Well, I don't know the details. Like, if the guy was on his fours walking in the snow on a sidewalk.
We don't know if he was just on his fours on a leash, if he was on two legs on a leash, if he was wearing a fursuit. We don't know. We don't know what kink they were involved in. And look, I'm not going to kink shame anybody. That's fine. But first of all, your kink does not come before public health and safety. And also, don't force your kink on other people and out in public. Like, that is one of the things that's not cool. People out in the public do not consent to witnessing whatever you're doing. That is something between you and your partner or partners at home, as long as you're consenting.
Missing the point, though, on this.
Don't, and also your partner's not a dog. You can't go outside during the pandemic to walk your partner.
You can't circumvent, right. Beth,
you can't circumvent the law with kink.
Yeah. You can't circumvent the law by claiming that a person that you're, intimately involved in, or at least in some way have a relationship. You cannot claim that this person is a canine, Canis familiaris, because that is literally a homo sapien that you are walking. That is not a dog. As fun as it is in the bedroom, not
who the hell
fun
does
on
that?
The sidewalk.
Who the hell is walking in the snow on their, like, why do you want to do that? I can understand why you're going out.
I just
out
hope the guy had, like, mittens on or something.
Yeah, or, like, little booties. I don't know.
Honestly, whenever I imagine it, I imagine it's, like, Humongous from Mad Max or something. you know, the humongous with the big steel helmet. He's like, Max, we will get you. And then Master Blaster. And then, okay. Mad Max is one of my favorite movies of all time. Period. For you.
Oh, David, the sequel comes out in 2021. So
no.
Yeah, so that'll be something else to tide you over before Stranger Things.
They're not making a Fury Road 2.
I'm pretty sure that I saw it on the list today when I was looking for things to cheer you up.
I watched, speaking of Mad Max and Mel Gibson.
Yeah, okay.
We watched over the holidays, we watched both Lethal Weapons 1 and 2. The originals.
Danny Glover. What
oh my God.
What a gift that man is.
Such, so good. And it's like, we kind of came to terms with Mel Gibson. Because it's kind of hard.
That's a
right
big get there. Because he's a bit of a, he's a bit of a.
Oh, it's backwards.
Well, see now for me, it's actually forwards.
Oh, it was?
See how fun this is, everybody?
Oh. Anyway.
So we came to terms.
You go. Well, no, I mean he's an anti-Semite.
Well, he's an anti-Semite. He's got like, I feel like the problem is he's so damn good at acting.
Yeah.
Like he's so passionate and so just his performances are so convincing, you know? And I just feel like, I mean, you think about the guy that raised him. Mel Gibson kind of never had a chance. I mean, he did have the opportunity, obviously, when he grew up to make up his own mind about things. But like, it's clear he's got like, you know, issues. And substance abuse and all of that stuff. Like, he's not right. Like, he needs help.
Yeah. You know? We are coming upon a time that can really talk about that, given the events of the past week. Currently, the United States still exists. Sorry, everybody. We tried our hardest to kill ourselves, but we couldn't even do that. So, personal accountability, people have to be held accountable. And I think Mel Gibson is one of those folks. Has he tried? I don't know. Because after his whole
blow up
a few years ago, I was like,
yeah,
that's enough out of you, Mr. Gibson. Sorry to say. So
I know.
For me, the jury's out on him, but with prejudice.
Yeah, he's not well.
Yeah.
But he's a hell of an actor. And his chemistry with Danny Glover, so good.
The 80s were such a simpler time.
Oh, God. No kidding. Yeah, accountability. Accountability is important. It's like that Kellyanne Conway trying to come out now. Like, she's all so, you know, pearl clutching over everything that happened last week.
Yeah.
And people are like,
we've seen your daughter's TikTok.
Maybe if you had, you know, admitted somehow that you realize all of the bad things and the bad man that you were working for and everything, we might believe before you, but this kind of sounds now like you're maybe needing a new job soon.
Nobody should hire her.
And you're
her
trying to ever seem normal? No.
Anybody coming out of that White House Conway should never be hired again.
Except they the custodial workers. Hire
nope
the custodial workers. No.
Nope.
They need jobs. No.
No. These people that are coming out of that administration aren't worthy to be ditch diggers. They are to be shunned for all time because they're traitors.
The custodians?
No. I thought you said that they should be custodians.
No, I meant the people actually being custodians now.
Yeah, like the staff.
Absolutely. Like the kitchen. Yeah, like the
butlers.
People who... They should be.
They need a job.
They need jobs.
But I don't all getting care COVID about of these awful them. People. Because if we're talking about Kellyanne Conway and then we talk about the guy that's making the food for these people, different worlds of people going on there. Kellyanne Conway coined alternative facts. That is the chief reason why all of this is happening. It is her fault. It is her fault. And she's an enabler of white supremacy and the rise of neo-Nazis in the United States of America. I am sick of it. And I will never forgive them or any of their supporters.
No.
Grown adults.
Did you see that piece?
Believing lies in order to feel better about maintaining a status quo against people that do not have enough luxury like they do in this country. Yeah. They suck. I hate them. They don't deserve any wellness in life.
They suck. Did you see that piece in Forbes.com?
No. Yeah. Well, what they say in Forbes.
God. They were saying that if any business hires any of Spicer, Kellyanne Conway, Sarah Sanders, Kaylee, and one more. I think there was one more. They said, if any businesses, like, don't hire these people, because Forbes is going to assume that everything your company says is a lie.
Yeah.
If you hire one of these people.
Further to that, some bigger stuff was happening, since this is, completely hockey related. Huge tech companies are refusing to donate to the GOP now.
Yes.
Like AT&T said, no,
we're CNN. Not.
Yeah. Like just tons of people like doing that. If you want to hit them in the money. And that's what's happening. Yep. And that's good. And anybody that says it's like an assault on free speech, dude, move. Go away. Yeah. Move to, I don't know, Russia. Move to, I don't know, the Ukraine. Move to, where was the Nazi takeover? Oh, yeah. I think Nazis are pretty popular in Poland this time of year. Yeah. Get out. Go goose step somewhere else. Traitors.
And all of them that are whining about losing 20,000 followers, it's because they're getting rid of the Nazis.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. So, somebody that's not a Nazi is Jeff Molson, who has been appointed to the Order of Canada.
And his brother, Alan?
Andrew. Molson as well.
So now he gets to have OC.
Yeah.
Next to his name.
Because he's from Orange County.
Is that a, is that a, that's a knighthood.
So we've talked about the Order of Canada, David.
Yeah.
Remember?
No, remind me.
Okay, so we talked about the Order of Canada because I think it was Mark Messier who had OC behind his name. And then we looked it up and we're like, what is that? And I knew what Order of Canada was, but I never knew that OC followed your name forever after.
It's a title.
And it's just kind of like the highest, honor that you can receive. It's kind of like the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
That Jim Jordan was receiving by President Trump, even though Jordan was in charge of the school where the student athletes during his tenure were sexually assaulted by their coach.
Yeah. And he knew all about it.
And he knew all about it.
Now that medal means nothing. Yep. Bill Belichick. Breaking news. Yep. Yes.
Bill Belichick was also nominated for, and he refused it. Good on you, Bill.
And he didn't even make up some stupid excuse. He made a good... It was a good statement that he put out.
He's allowed to continue to wear his hoodies now, his weird hoodies.
And now, now the presidential, there was a cartoon about like Mother Teresa and, everybody handing back their presidential medals of freedom because they're worthless now.
Yeah, worthless. It's garbage. Absolute garbage. Rush
Limbaugh?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh? Like, excuse you. Oh, man. It'll be a good day when he dies.
Another not
political.
Nazi.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Another not Nazi is Wes Macaulay, whose birthday is today.
Oh, and, right.
And crap. Who now has 58 minutes even, I believe.
Uh-oh. Who swore? Me?
David.
Me. Oh, okay.
Wes Macaulay was honored in a very special way this week. Was it last week? When there's a new symbol for refs to use. It's in the official NHL rule book for them to use when penalizing players for fighting. And it is made famous by the video of him from the 2019-2020 season, calling, I believe it was from then, calling two players for fighting, and he puts two fists up by his chest and acts like he's punching.
You do realize that call came because of an Andrew Shaw fight, right?
I did not realize that.
It was Habs versus Bruins. Andrew Shaw versus some, bloke.
Oh, then that was 18-19. Probably.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. Yeah.
It was 18-19.
But close.
But that's been put in the NHL rule book now because of Wes McCauley. And I think that's a great early birthday present for him. Happy birthday, Wes McCauley.
Happy birthday, Wes McCauley. I believe I was speaking over people when it was explained. Beth, as you just said, new rule. It's a new motion for
the refs. Yeah.
Yeah. What do they call those? It's just a hand signal.
I guess a hand signal. Yeah. Which I think is really cool. Like for people who, like when you can't hear the refs sometimes because stuff's mm-hmm. going on, and people who have hearing impairments and whatever, they're like, okay, this is what they went for. Like so, when they do like the call on the ice or the no goal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that fighting didn't have a hand signal until now.
Yeah, I can't even think about what they did. They just stand there.
Yeah, they just said 5 minutes for fighting, no hand signal. Get in the box, boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
but now it's official.
Now it's official. Fighting.
5 minutes for fighting.
another interesting thing that happened today.
What happened today?
Mike Milbury will no longer be working with NBC to present hockey. But guess who his replacement is? Do you know who his replacement is?
I do.
Do you know Veronica?
No, I was working all day.
He's a good player.
He's a what?
Good player.
Oh my God.
That might be a Steve Dangle joke.
It's Mike Babcock.
It's Mike Babcock.
I heard something about that actually, but I didn't know he was replacing Mike Milbury.
Yeah. So Mike Milbury has finally been let go from NBC. I think actually it was the end of his contract and they were like, we're not renewing it. Goodbye.
Yeah. He was disgraced.
Yeah. After his comments about women in sports and whatever.
He was the guy with the bubble thing, right? The distraction.
Women are distraction. Yeah.
Ah!
And he said some other things too.
Distraction.
Yeah. So I'm glad that Mike Milbury is gone. I'm disappointed in their choice of replacement. We'll see how long it lasts. Like, I don't know how long Mike Babcock's been signed for. Maybe it'll be a temporary or he's a.
Yeah. I heard it was kind of like a short term thing
because Mike Babcock is not really going to do much to grow the game or invite younger listeners and viewers, to watch their presentations. NBC frustrates me anyway, but
Canadian coverage is so much better.
Yes, it is so much better.
We get Gord Miller, friend of the podcast. We get his buddy. We get Bob McKenzie.
Ray Ferraro.
Ray Ferraro, that guy. James Duthie, we get him too.
Yes.
Just what a Brian knockout Mudrick, lineup.
Like,
yeah, Brian Mudrick. Yeah, but I mean the national people.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But,
NBC, Olympics. Like, they drive me crazy. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
America.
It's a half a step. It's a half a step. I mean, Nickelodeon is showing NFL games on Nickelodeon,
that
and it's amazing.
Was so cool.
Like, they're doing slime in the end zones and SpongeBob graphics and all sorts of cool stuff to like get kids into football. Like, let's do that with hockey. Like,
oh my God. Yes, and there was a call during the game.
Dave is so cute. Look at him.
There was a call during the game on that Nickelodeon game where they were trying to explain to, children viewers about why this pass was caught, but the refs ruled it as not being caught, and Twitter was going insane. Because it's like, you're trying to explain to a child why the referee cannot do their job. And because, when it comes to the NFL, and of course, hockey, I mean, oh my God, you know me with NHL refs, I go ballistic if a call isn't called right. But with football, man, some of the humdingers that come out of the refs in the NFL are absolutely insane. And I think people can attest to that Like what was it? There was some sort of catch where the rule was reversed. Like 3 years later, they decided to rule it as an official catch, you know, during a playoff game. It was just, it's absolutely crazy. I don't know. It is bonkers. Officiating's hard. It's just, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It is the one thing that drives me to a heart attack. It will kill me.
It's infuriating because, like, especially in the NHL and I guess in the NFL too, but I don't watch the NFL. They literally, and we've discussed this many times, that they're literally managing the games. They're literally steering where the game is going to go. There's very few times that I've seen just a completely unbiased ref game for either side. But further to, you were mentioning, Beth, about trying to get kids into hockey by showing hockey on Nickelodeon. It's mostly like, this is my major argument. But she said that maybe the way that they do it with football, why don't they do it with hockey if we weren't wanting to generate interest in the game? But for me, it's like, and from having a really young son and, you know, sort of modest means at the time, it's so inaccessible.
It is very
like football. I get, because anybody can play football, anybody can play soccer, anybody can play basketball, but you've got hockey, golf, skiing, all of those things.
Lacrosse, yeah.
Unless you've got a ton of scratch, you're not playing those sports. Mm. You're not doing them. It's not accessible. So that's why it's like,
that super sucks.
I mean, I absolutely agree. And I understand that. I'm just saying, like, it should be more accessible for people to watch as well, because, like, I mean, hockey and baseball, I think are the two that are hardest to watch because of regional blackouts and things like that. And then they want to know why they're not having viewership and things like that. And it's because people want to check it out or want to watch it, and they can't because, oh, you live 5 seconds outside of Baltimore or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's my major thing with growing the game, as it were. It needs
to be more affordable, for sure.
It needs to be more affordable. And that's why people, like in Canada, it's one thing because half of the year we're under a frozen tundra and everybody can go play a pickup game, like, you know, pond hockey or whatever. All the elementary schools all have their hockey rinks and all that stuff. So it's like more sort of, you know, it's part of the fabric. But in the United States,
football.
Like, if you can't just, you know what I mean?
Pop Warner football. My son will have a concussion at 7 years old.
I'll never get over it.
God-given right. But yeah, no.
Baseball is another one that pretty much anybody can play. You don't need anything special for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a glove and a ball and a bat.
Yeah, growing up in the States, my high school was a bit of an enigma because we had a great baseball team. We had a great soccer team, no football team, zero. Too expensive. The field, the maintenance and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't have that. But for soccer equipment. And baseball, like baseball, I think was the, I have to ask money people from the district, but I think, yeah, baseball was the most difficult to maintain, I think. Cause you need like sand, you need the blah 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 blah.
Sand.
Yeah.
For the
like the mound.
Yeah. Oh, I was like
dirt, sand, clay, dirt. Whatever they use.
And on the between the bases.
Yeah. Yeah, and all that. And there's a good amount of gear in baseball too. So
deer.
Yeah, but I mean, as a kid, you can play and develop a love for the game.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a summer game, and summer's in America.
Apple pie,
fireworks, apple hot pie. Dogs, and baseball.
I mean, okay, look, baseball's fun. I like to watch
it.
It's
fun to play.
It's fun to play, and I like to watch it in person. If I watch it on TV, I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, I love hanging out in left field.
Is that where the girls
are? You're always in left field.
I get it. I'm sorry.
No, because it's the outfield, and nobody ever hits over there. Because everyone's right dominant, so they always hit towards the other side of the field. So I'm just sitting there.
I just like to eat hot dogs in the sun. And
watching baseball live is fun.
Live.
Yeah.
First and only MLB game. was in Toronto and it was amazing.
I could never watch it on TV.
No. It's nap time. If baseball on TV, it's nap time. That is some ASM. If you can't sleep, put on an old baseball game on YouTube, cast it to your TV, put it the sleep timer on, you'll be out.
Might as well pop in like the extended version of the Fellowship of the Ring, because that's how much time you're going to be investing in this game. It's like, Jesus.
Like,
that's so long. My God. Hours.
It's so long. And especially when it goes to like 18 innings extra or whatever. Innings.
Yeah.
How? Who has the patience? Like the true diehards.
Man, and there's like 150 games a season.
Yeah, they play like double headers and stuff. Like,
what? Why would you do this?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well,
because you're half the time you're sitting down.
Anyway, we're out of time. That's it. We gotta stop. Okay, so we had half Hap stuff, half the United States falling into tyranny, and also half of trying to figure out, how to grow the game. But no, this was the first video, so we hope everybody enjoyed our first video.
Next time we'll
YouTube.
Be more organized.
Make sure to like and subscribe.
Get-go.
Yeah, make sure to like and subscribe and all that.
And subscribe.
My God. And that's it. Bye.
And rate us. Give it a good rating. Okay, goodbye.
Hit that like button.